Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live, where we look at the load boards. We talk about load board search advice. If you're a dispatcher, carrier, family member of an auto transporter, this is a great show where you can get tips and advice, and we're going to search live. We're going to be looking at Central Dispatch, other load boards if you want to. We'll be talking about what's going on. It is November 12th. That means the loads are getting thin, and it's time to check in with Sue. Before we do, though, let me go into the live chat. Please do jump into the live chat, say hello, and put in your route scout. What's your route scout? All right, so tell us where you're looking for pickup, delivery, trailer capacity, any other factors that may be relevant when you're looking to pick up. Go ahead and put that in the live chat. We'll search your route. We'll check on that for you. Also, do me a favor. You see that share button? Do me a favor. Click that share button. Click that copy button. You can copy the link, text it, email it, put it on social media, share it with a friend. Say, listen, man, you should check out this show. I know you're searching for loads right now, and it's not easy. And maybe we can add a little bit of levity to your search. And also, do me a favor. If you're looking for help, I get emails and I get comments. Here's what you want to do. Go to autotransportintel.com. Sign up for an ATI Insider. You can talk to Ty. Get the weekly email. Get on Slack. And get a free session in the monthly roundtable. The next one is December 7th. All right, let's go to Sue. Let's check in with Sue. Mic check 1, 2. Okay, Sue, can you hear me and see me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Hey, do me a favor. You can share your screen when you're ready, because okay, we're going to pull up Central Dispatch, and then you're gonna talk to us about load board capacity. But one more time, I'll go into the live chat. Hey, I got Murphy Auto here. What's up, Murphy Auto? I got Chance Irons. Hey, Chance. Chance is in here first. Chance is the first search again. Salinas, California to anywhere for any money. Okay, I just added that. Carlos Braxton, ACB Logistics. What's up, Carlos? Renee Hernandez, greetings from Colorado. What's up, Renee? Thanks for tuning in again. Good to see you. Ty is here. It's his favorite show. Well, thank you so much, Ty. That is super cool. Chance has a 5-car. Yes, Chance, you know the drill. Thank you so much. And we'll get searching on that. My buddy is stuck in New York. Oh, okay, so we might check for your buddy. And that's what this is all about. There you go. So, yeah, there you go. Go ahead and click the share, click the copy, send it to a friend. Hey, man, this is your backup dispatch office of the day. It only happens once a week. It's always on Thursdays. Craig is here, too. What's up, Craig Henshaw? Solo Dispatching is here. Wow, Fritz is here. The gang is here. That is super cool. Thank you guys so much. I know it, you know, hopefully you look forward to it, but I know it's every Thursday. What could possibly go wrong? What could be new? Well, we're about to get into that right now. Sue, what's going on?
Well, we know how this is going right now. So the loads are really, really bad, as we all know. I mean, look at this is what's on the board right now. We're down to 22,949. That's like a normal number. You know, we're, 17 to 20,000. Yeah. However, this 22,000 is mainly Florida stuff. So the load board has shrunk. I think it's even below 12,000. I think you're more in the 9 to 10,000 range right now with loads that we could all currently run. So it's not very pretty. It's not, I mean, don't get me wrong. We're used to this every year. It doesn't still make it any easier.
Right.
But this is low season. And I don't think everybody always realizes this as a transporter, that this happens usually twice a year. This is the longest period that we have, because this usually lasts until after the first of the year, typically speaking. And a lot of people don't understand that the lows just are not there. So if we're running you certain places, it's just because we're just trying to keep you moving, you know, and make as much money as we can during this time of the year. And some people understand that and some people do not. So it's just one of the things I like to go over, because if you're new to this, you will not understand what is happening in the world. So that's why we try to explain it to you here on the show.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It is, even though you know it's coming, it just doesn't make it any easier. We were talking about before. I mean, you'll have drivers say, "Hey, are you looking on Central? Like, are you, where are you looking? Right? Because you're not seeing anything.
We're on all of them. There's not a lot. Right. Here. Well,
but you still get it. Well, but Sue, yeah. Where are you looking? Are you, did you pull up Central?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I'm the driver and you're the dispatcher and this is the conversation we're having. But Sue, are you looking?
Yes. And and here's my favorite part too. Is like, they'll go check behind us and they're like, oh yeah, you're right. There's no loads. So I'm like, yeah, we're not lying to you. I mean, it's really, this is slow season, unfortunately. And this is what we deal with. We try to, make this as stress free for you guys because you're not sitting here freaking out looking at the boards. We are. We try to keep you moving. And, sometimes we may send you places you may not like, but I got to keep you moving to make it happen. Jen, that's Jermaine. That's just the way it goes sometimes. And there's another period that we get during, when do we get it? It starts again kind of in the middle. Was it like April? When they start doing the snowboard season backwards is when we get it, but it only lasts for a small period of time compared to this one. And part of this, I think, usually at this time of the year is based on, it's the end of the year. You have weather, you have cars not being sold because it's Christmas time, it's Thanksgiving time. You know what I mean? I think that's part of it.
You got everything all at once. I mean, it's
a big whammy.
And, then you take in the 2020 COVID, whatever we've got going on. I was thinking about this.
It might happen again.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. It's hard to, it's dangerous to open the newspaper.
Yeah.
Does anybody even open a newspaper anymore?
I think they look everything up online anymore. I do.
Right. It's all
everything's
phones
online.
And, but news headlines, I don't know why I do it. And I assume that everybody's like this. I keep checking news headlines as if there will be something good. Why do I do that? Luck. It's kind of like, it's like being a dispatcher and you keep hitting refresh. You keep hoping for something good.
Yeah.
Right? And if you do happen to see something good, that sucker's gone.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we know what we're looking at. And by the way, I'd like to know. And as I say these, I'd like to know, it makes me think, what can I do to get these answers? Is that, okay, you got 22,000 loads, right? Nationwide, on Central Dispatch.
Right.
Number one load board, which... No other load board comes with even 30% of this number of loads. Am I right?
Right.
You've got 22,000 loads on Central Dispatch. You take any other load board, which I was thinking about this too. Like, it's almost time for a recap, for a regroup, right? Yeah. For a huddle.
Yeah.
And we look at what are all the other load boards and how many loads are on those other load boards. And any other load board you look at, 1,000 to 2,000 loads at any one time. I think that's pretty close, right? Okay, she's busy. See, Sue, if you guys know Sue at Murphy Auto Transport Services, and I'm going to put in the link to Sue's dispatch office. Sue is in a working dispatch office. And I tell you, by the way, I can't imagine being a working dispatcher, let alone the head of a dispatch office, and doing a 90-minute show live where we have speculation live, we're looking for loads, we're telling people we want to help. It's all happening now here on Dispatching Live. And I'm your host. I'm Jay. I created Auto Transport Intel. I used to be a dispatcher, and I still remember the pain. I still have fresh wounds.
Yeah,
I really do.
I don't think the trauma ever goes. You have PTSD for the rest of your life.
Right, PTSD. I've dispatched PTSD. I do, and now I have all these props around me here. Just like I just tooted my own horn. Because I'm Jay at Auto Transport Intel. I got to do something with my time. Yeah, sausage. Renee remembers the sausage making. Yeah, I need those sausages hanging in the background with my butcher's apron and my bloody. That would be amazing. You got to get that. Thank you, Renee. That was awesome, buddy. I really appreciate that. Oh, hey, we got Larry Archie. Hello, my name is Lawrence Archie, LTS Transport. I'm in the process of filing for my MC number. I'm out in the Triad area, North Carolina, looking to haul locally, willing to travel 200 miles deadhead. Well, I'll tell you what, Larry, I have a great idea for you, actually. This is where, when you just said it, you're looking to, you want to keep a route, and you want to stay, you know, in a certain area. And when you want to do that, because you're not talking over the road, you are perfect to sign up. I just put the link in the live chat. Sign up for the ATI Insider. Now, it's free. Don't worry, man. Listen. You don't have to pay anything, and there's no, you can stop anytime. It's all good. What the point of the ATI Insider is, you go to autotransportintel.com. Here, I'm going to put the frame up here. You go to autotransportintel.com. Just put in your name, email, phone number, company name, and you're going to get a 20-minute free first talk with Ty. I want to put you in touch with Ty. He is our lead coach here at Auto Transport Intel, and he used to be a driver and a car hauler, etc., company owner. And he loves to hang around and transport parking lots, talk to dealers, talk to auction folks, and help drivers continue to build their business. So you want to talk to Ty. You're also going to get a free seat at the monthly roundtable. Our next one is December 7th at 7 o'clock. And you also get a Slack member profile. You're going to get the weekly email. Lots of people sign up for the ATI Insider now, which is really cool. And that's what Auto Transport Intel is all about. It's not just a show. It's a channel where we help you grow business. Tuesday nights, that's the big show, that's the flagship. This is the crazy show. This is Dispatching Live, where we look at the load boards. So thank you for listening. See, I got it. That's why I have the horn. That's why I got to honk the horn. I toot my own horn occasionally, and I apologize for that. What's going on now, Sue?
Well, I pulled up the California run.
Oh, good, for chance. Oh, thank you.
Cool. Okay. What we got going on here.
Salinas. Where is Salinas, California, by the way?
Let's
I'm going to pull up. I'm going to go to my map over here.
It must be by San Francisco. Let's see here.
Is it?
Is it
Sacramento, San Francisco?
It's giving me San Francisco stuff.
No,
so,
NorCal. Yeah.
On the coast.
Oh, my! It's halfway to Monterey. Interesting.
Oh.
Which is, you know, they have cars, but I sent a driver to Monterey once and, yeah, it's one of those areas that you kind of want to know, or, you know.
So you're probably looking, how far is he from Hayward then? Because that's where the Mannheim is.
504-9860. I'm going to guess an hour. You know, and if you're from California, which I believe Chance is.
Yeah.
He's used to it.
Hour and a half.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I put a minimum up of 2 because, you know, that's what I do for a 5 car. Looks like... Wow. Well, there's
what?
2 for Get Carrier, which are probably no good, and going to Dallas for 47 cents a mile, which,
okay, right, sorry,
considering really what's on here, the 47 cents a mile probably isn't bad.
All right. Do you need a price on this, Benjamin, or do you just need to go ahead and list it?
That's crazy, whatever this is. Oh, yeah, that's way crazy.
Okay, what's your phone?
Two Inops F550s, okay?
Oh, my God.
For only 89 cents a mile. That's crazy.
Okay,
And they just got posted.
We got another. Yeah, these are new. That's why these aren't bad, actually. But Get Carrier's loads are usually never any good. Let's see.
And by the way, disclaimer. If you watch this show and you're a company and you get mentioned, unfortunately, this is the kind of stuff that drivers are saying all the time. And so we try to keep it real, and if you are a company and you don't like something that gets said, let me know. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let's make it right. Let's have you on Tuesday nights live. Let's talk about it.
Let's see. There's a couple going from Alameda going up to Chandler for only 45 cents a mile, which would be less than that because you got to drive up there to go get them. Let's see. Enclosed.
Ooh, enclosed. Yeah, see, like those three cars enclosed.
Yeah, that's way cheap. I mean, come on. Because look, they're big old cars too.
Wow.
Those are like heavy.
That is.
That's really cheap. What is these? Okay, those are not the same cars. All right, so
gut check. Yeah, I was looking at Instagram, and you can see photos of carriers out in the weather. So So not only, right, do you have everything else, you have COVID, you got some rain, sleet, snow, mud, traffic, and low rates.
Could you take these? We got three Toyota Sienna vans up in Martinez and another two-pack up in Martinez. So I'm assuming that might be maybe a Copart or IA. I'm not really sure. I'm not very familiar with California as well. But then there's a car and SUV there too. So that's five for you right there. If that would fit, that'd be four basically SUVs and one car.
So
I think he has a little different setup. He's got a better setup.
I just Googled auto. I Googled Martinez, California auto auction. There is a Copart there.
That's probably what it is then. And then there's, these aren't ready. Well, and just so you know, those aren't ready until the 13th. These aren't ready till the 13th. This is a better paying load, right here, but they're not ready till tomorrow. They're $600 for just two, and they're not as far up north. But if you want five in one spot,
hey, will you hit control? Will you hit control plus once? Yeah, expand it just a little bit.
That good?
That yeah. No, that's too much. Maybe you already had it.
Yeah, I was on 175, and the next is 200.
You're good.
Okay.
Chances, so, yes. Chances like Martinez. Look at that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool, there's man. Something to get you moving.
Hey, let's take just, down let's just keep going because we're professionals. Just
yeah,
to
I
want to
go through this.
Just in case, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's more lows than this. But you're not going to find why I put a minimum of two is because you don't want to drive around everywhere to multiple places. So you could put up this to all with a minimum amount of money too. But like, that's horrible. This is this guy that always lists these on here for so cheap, 26 cents a mile.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We saw him. Well, what you could do too is now that you know Martinez, you could draw a circle around that, raise the minimum and look for, you know, some gold bars.
Yeah, I'm going to check right here and make sure there's nothing else. There's a five-pack, but it's all SUVs going into New Orleans out of San Jose. They may not all be SUVs, by the way. E-car has been moving a lot of Teslas. And they're real easy to sign up with, too, by the way. That's not bad money if you could fit that $5,500. I mean, for a five-pack, you know what I mean? One pick, one drop. They use a certain app, which is not that hard to use either for Teslas. The rest of this is, here's another, this is a two pack going down to Austin. That's not too bad either. There's another two pack to Dallas. It's only 42 cents a mile. Here's another two pack to Austin too. Look at that. This, if you're wanting to go longer, you have these two as well. That's $1,900 for two, and then you got these two for $1,600 into Austin. That's four. I'm sure you can find a single unit.
You know,
see, that's Stanford. That's
when I look at the calendar, I think that's actually, I like that because you want to get out again before Thanksgiving hits.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Right.
And then you can make a run there and run back.
Yeah.
I think Chances is like in L.A. Is that where he's from, I thought, for some reason?
Yeah, I think you're right. I should know that. Dang it.
Okay, so let's do another one. And we'll just kind of... Do we have any other... Before I put this up?
Keep it open. But what we're going to do is Chance has a friend. Chance has a buddy in New York. Sounds like the same trailer, and let me see if I can find that. I believe he said, New York to anywhere near Florida. So he's doing
in New York. Are we on the island or?
Yeah, we don't have that. Yeah, right. Upper or lower.
Let's try.
We'll start with New York.
And,
yeah.
Work our way down. Yeah, let's just put.
Oh, Chances in Long Beach. Nice.
Okay, so I was right. LA area.
Kind of near the airport. Okay, yeah.
So just put up regular New York. Are we at?
Yeah, we'll start with regular New York, and then.
anywhere near or to moving. Florida, is that what he said?
Yeah. He wants to do a snowbird New York run.
To Florida.
Maybe he's already he's already got a couple units.
Did it say how many were?
Oh wow, Long Island. For? So Long Island.
Eeks. He should be getting paid good money out of Long Island.
Yeah, he should be able to get something good. Of course, this is how do I put this?
Well, I noticed that the lows going down to Florida are not paying what they used to pay.
Ah, there we go. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
Let's see. We're going to put a minimum of $500 up, and we're going to put a minimum of at least 60 cents a mile, because it should be paying more than that, obviously, but let's just do it.
60 cents a mile?
That's crazy.
You should see everything. There's nothing regular about New York.
Let's see what we got here. So... 62, 61. There's a bunch of loads on here. Oh, there's a food truck.
Wow. There's a food truck. So, yeah, please
do. The winch.
If you're just joining now, please put in, what's your route scout? What advice are you looking for? What would you like to add? What do you have to say?
That is crazy.
Thanks for tuning in. Food, so, electric food truck. Huh.
And it needs a winch.
Oh, my gosh. It's residential or residential?
Yes.
What?
That will never move for that. For one, if it's a food truck, it probably has to go on a low boy. Because they're usually, 11, 12 foot high minimum, I think. That's crazy. And it's a 2020. What's the likelihood of that? That makes no sense.
I do not understand that load at all.
No. Let's see. Then they've got an enclosed that's not even paying $1 a mile on here out of Brooklyn to Miami. Oh, we got a Humvee. That's crazy at 83 cents a mile.
Wow. I'd rather take the food truck. I mean, right. Let's just do it again there. That's crazy. Thank you.
Here's another New York. Let's get Carrie. He's got two out of there going down to Florida. Those really aren't. These are in New York, New York. I mean, they're not
What is that rate? Wait a minute. It's Snowbird. It's big. It's New York. Yeah. And it's 60 cents a mile?
Yeah, that's a triple whammy. Yeah.
That is.
If I'm not mistaken.
This is going to keep me busy.
I thought the last time I did snowbird stuff out of New York going down to Florida, we were getting paid like $1,200, $1,300 a load.
Crazy.
This seems very low.
Wait until you call your driver. Yeah. So this is what I'm looking at. And you're going to get are you looking at Central? What are you looking at?
Then when you get down there,
what are you looking at? The Penny Saver? Where are you?
Yeah. this one's in Staten Island, Jay, for 66 cents a mile. That's just insane.
Staten Island.
You better off look. PA is paying higher, technically. Wow.
Wow. Wow. That is insane.
That is insane.
And it just got posted.
Yeah.
Gosh. Wow.
Here's an E350.
Everybody call Ty right now. He needs to get out of Long Island tomorrow. Oh my gosh. We have stipulations. Bad. Okay, wait. He's got to get out of Long Island tomorrow. His wife is giving birth on Saturday, so he needs to leave tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, you better just take what's on here.
His wife lives in Tampa.
Oh. Well, there's some stuff on here going to Tampa.
So he's got it. Definitely. Wow. Wow. Well, don't tell the broker this. Right? Hey, I load on Central, listen, my wife is giving birth tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll go, okay, will you do it for $50 less?
Can you put more money on it? Right. Oh, I can't wait to hear that conversation. Do you have any more money? Because my wife is giving birth on Saturday. I know it's... Wow. I'm not laughing. Listen, I hope we're laughing together. Because...
Yes.
Life is so strange. And these loads are not paying enough. I don't know. This is a tough one. Let me see here.
There's a boat trailer with a boat.
So my wife is giving birth on Saturday.
But it's going to Key Largo. Let's see. Well, I mean, there's stuff on here going to Tampa and Orlando. I don't know if you should pick up in New York, honestly. It looks like they're paying better out of New Jersey, which is sad.
Well, that's... So at this point, yeah. Okay, so wait. What are the logistics on this? How far is it from Manhattan to Tampa? That's over 1,000
miles. It
looks
like it's about 1,145 miles. I mean, so we're going to say around 1,200 miles, because if you look at this one right here.
So doesn't he need to leave like about now? He needs to be picking up right now.
Yeah, otherwise his wife is going to be really ticked off.
Whoa. Dude. All right, so we need to find him something he can pick up like now. And is he a five car?
That's one. Yeah, I don't know. Did Chance say what
Chance
it was?
Is laughing right now. That's good, because a lady in Tampa is not laughing right now.
No, she's not.
She is not laughing. Like, Nobody send her the link. Do not send her the link to this show. Please do not do that.
Let's see.
Oh,
I'm just
going
to go to Tampa with this and see what rolls in here, because it should also bring up Orlando and like Braden, stuff like that.
And while you're doing that, here, shake them up. Here we go. Let's find some. Come on. Mama needs more than a new pair of shoes.
Let's see.
And by the way, Nanny, I got you Tampa to Texas. We'll do that next. Thank you so much.
All right, here we go. This is to that one. We're going to skip the food truck. This one ain't bad. Well, it's not ready till the 15th. Forget that. Let's see. There's a 3-pack, but it's only 50 cents a mile right there in Long Island.
That is
horrible.
No,
I would call it.
I mean, that is
not. You ask for more money on that, because that's ridiculous. But I mean, if he's got, did you say he's a five?
Yeah, GN500.
I would call and ask. Oh, he has got the same trailer that Chance does too.
Well, and I think Chance said GN550, so it's a slightly different. But it's
well,
check that
this. Three car, I mean, wait a second. Let's see who this is. Hold that thought. I've never heard of this Micheletto Transport.
Is he a carrier?
But it's a transport company.
Pro tip.
It's a carrier.
Know your broker.
It's a carrier.
It's a carrier. It's a carrier.
So this is what they're doing. This would be my guess. This is his customer. He's listed it, and he's keeping so much of the money.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Which is funny. Okay, speculating live. True that. But if that's true, carriers do the exact same thing as brokers, which is keep a pretty significant percentage. Because, hey, man, this is America. This is capitalism. All right. And I mean, I'm not knocking it, but I am pointing it out. Everybody's going to take their cut. That's just the way it works, man.
Well, the only thing is they shouldn't be taking their cut, because they're not supposed to be posting low, because they're not a broker. And
they're a carrier.
I would definitely.
Well, I blame it on the illegal dispatcher. I'm going to go with the legal dispatcher. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Throwing my flag right. Can't even see it on camera. Illegal dispatcher. First down.
Well, and see, this guy knows better, okay? He knows that this is too cheap. So I would call him out on it, and I would call and ask for the appropriate amount of money and see what he says. Because who's going to pick that up for that? If someone picks that up for that, they need to stop. Yeah.
Okay.
That's bad.
Okay.
All right. So what else we got? And then we got the Humvee. No, not for 83 cents a mile. Here's a New York one. Forget carrier for the $900. At least that's 79 cents a mile. That's not bad. I mean, these should all be paying more than that, but, you know, if he's got to be home to get a baby, we better just move him down the road, you know what I mean? We don't want to piss off
Reference
the lady who's
ID,
pregnant.
Home to get a baby, okay?
There's, I mean,
actually,
Ollie's in New York.
That'll work, actually. It doesn't pay enough. But Range Rover, I'd call him and say, listen, what? I'll pick it up today. Is that possible? It's 1:30 in New York.
Yeah,
Is that Long Island?
Possibly.
Let's check that.
Yeah.
Can we zero in on, can we get the county?
The three pack?
No, okay. So wait. Yeah. Highlight that.
These are Long Island.
No, I don't want to do this one. It's too cheap.
Well, I would ask for more money. I would call
because
it's a three pack, but I would ask for the appropriate amount of money and see what happens. I'm just going to highlight the ones I think.
Just don't mention the baby. I'm picking up today. Yeah, and I'm
ever
leaving.
Mention
I am
that you have to be there.
Town. I'm leaving. I'm literally leaving. What would you ask for? $2,200?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, the Range Rover is $900, and that's not paying enough. So you got, this should be $1,000 a sedan minimum.
It really, honestly, yeah. Honestly, it should be where it's at. But, you know, it depends
on... you guys believe these posted rates? What we're looking at right now. We're talking Long Island. That's about as much money as you can get is Long Island. It should
yeah,
be a
that's
buck
like
and a half a mile.
Hardest place to get into. Yes. And usually, you know, and the sad part is usually those would be listed for $400 a piece when it's not snowboard season, which makes it even worse.
Okay, look at, we got Rocky's attention. Okay, here we go. Thanks, Rocky. By the way, Constantine Reduca says, but they affect all of us when they post so low like a carrier. Right, Constantine, right. That's my point about pointing out when I say about Americanism and capitalism and all this stuff. My point is, I'm not trying to derail and turn this political, but we're all cut from the same bar of soap. I mean, that you got a carrier lowballing other carriers, allegedly, right? And I got to use this legal language because I might get, I don't know, some kind of postal. All right, so most of the posted loads never move because ignorant brokers don't price loads for drivers correctly. Right, see, that's the thing, Rocky. We tend to think broker or we think illegal dispatcher. Guess what? It's our brothers. It's our brothers. Your brother is lowballing you. What the public doesn't understand is that just because you have a lowball order doesn't mean you're getting picked up. Right. You have the first right of refusal with the public. Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, it really, and that's why I know this show's kind of crazy because this is crazy. What are we looking at here?
Yeah.
I mean, this should not be happening, but it happens every day, every year. These rates are ridiculous. Why do I even care? I'm not even a working dispatcher. I don't drive a truck. Why do I care? Well, because I know what how painful it is to stare at this stuff. It's so bad that people are actually on the other end of the line, carriers you're trying to work for and load for, and they're like, are you actually searching the load board? I mean, what are you looking at? Are you on Craigslist? No, man. This is Central Dispatch. Okay. I think I need some water. What do you think? Get some water. Just relax. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Thank you, Rocky. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate that.
Wow. Look at that one. It's only $450. Well, I know that's why. Oh, I just saw why. Oh, I've got a story today, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
So we called this company for a load yesterday out of Ohio going down to Georgia. It was kind of actually over by Youngstown. It's paying really well, by the way. It was like $650, which is, you know, like 90 cents a mile. Anyways, so we called them for it. They said they had talked to their customer. That's what they always do. And then they called me back today to see if we still had a spot, which we did because one of our loads fell through. So he has the customer on the phone with Jen at the same time. And she wanted to know the name of our company. So we gave it to her. And she's like, well, I can't find you on Google, so I'm not going to use you. And she hung up the phone. And the broker said, I don't even know why these people call us if they don't understand how this works. You know what I mean? And
no.
So it was just a weird conversation.
I can't, I've never had that happen. Google?
Yeah. And like Jen said, she goes, not all transport companies have their own website. It's just not going to happen. And I mean, you could Google us. I Googled us and found us on there, but it was like the dotauthority.com company and, you know, not like an actual website because I don't have a website for them. But yeah, she didn't want to have nothing to do with it. It was really kind of bizarre.
No, and I actually, but that's the thing. This is why, and I feel bad sometimes when I make fun of, like, I talk about, you know, residents and you got to work around their hair appointments. But I've actually had that happen.
Oh,
more
me too.
Than once. Like they, you, yeah. 'Cause you talk to the resident and you're trying to do a good job. You call the resident and you say, hey, we're picking up your whatever tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We're picking up tomorrow and we're going to deliver Monday or whatever. I don't know. Actually, that's far too. You never call a resident too far ahead, right? But you got to give enough time. That's an art in itself. When do you let people know that you're planning to do something? Do you wait till 5 minutes before? Do you call days before? Right?
Well, see, that's my thing with residents. Those are the ones I always verify first above everything else. Because those are usually the ones that if it's going to fall through, it's going to be the residents. Because they're either on vacation or, like you said, getting their hair done at a doctor's appointment, something like that. Always happens. And if you base that load, this is my biggest fear is when I have a residence and it's based on that load. It's like it's my gold bar.
Right.
Car.
That's right.
Then I want to make sure that's all good. And no matter what, I got to make sure that works before I take anything else, because those are the ones that fall through the first before anything else.
And so,
but we have had happen lately, quite a bit of cars not being at the dealerships and being sold out from underneath people on a regular basis for the last couple of weeks as well.
Well, it's okay. I'm glad you said that. Cause I think the digital auctions digital auctions are going to make it even messier than it already was, because now it's not business as usual. Yeah. We're going to leave those there. Those are going to the auction on Wednesday. It's not like that anymore. Things are moving all the time now. But you make a great point on the resident. That's why I call the resident as soon as I can to make sure we're good. That, you know, Aunt Susie really is coming over tomorrow and, you already got your hair appointment out of the way. And it sounds ridiculous, but I have to be just as ridiculous with the resident as they are about whether or not we have a website.
Yep. Yep.
It's a completely misunderstood situation.
Yeah.
No, our website has nothing to do with our quality of driver, trailer, business acumen, etc. And you're looking for a website. Yeah, you're looking for, you're basically, as long as we have a TikTok, we're good.
All right, let's look and see what I picked here and kind of go through this. So,
oh man, Tommy Cash, yeah, it's way below minimum wage. Yeah, that's the thing. You add in the quality of work, the amount of time, the extreme expenses, etc., the risk, the hazard, and you may as well be at the Taco Bell drive-thru, and at least, you know, you're out of the rain.
And you're going to get really fat because you're eating the Taco Bell.
Hey, well, at least you're not starving at a Stuckey's somewhere. Starving at a Stuckey's. I think that's a country song. Starving and stuck, yes. Should be.
Well, there's a bunch on here. The only main problem is they're not paying enough, but
you got a lot of options here. Okay. So this is
the same.
We gotta make it to the birth run.
All right.
Eastbound down. Now my wife is pregnant. I gotta get to Tampa before it's done. Okay.
Okay, so look at this Get Carrier one right here. It's the same one. Okay, so look, it's posted for 11/13. And up here it says it's ready. They just relisted the same vehicle. Why?
What's, wait, are you seeing it double listed?
No, I think this could be double listed.
Okay, well, that is, hey, you got one. We got one.
This is double listed.
You got one.
But it's not just that. What I'm saying is Get Carrier just listed it as a new load up here, right?
Ooh, and that Nissan Rogue is.
Two.
That Nissan Rogue. Already had listed. Right? So there's two double listed. You got two Range Rovers and two Nissan Rogues. Yeah. Is it all the same? Are they all the same?
Get Carriers has got listed twice, but Direct Express, as obviously I think it's the same vehicle too.
Yeah.
And iMove is notorious for doing double listings as well. I would say that's what that is.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. This is a great question. It's the chicken or the egg. Is it the broker? Or is it the customer? Because it's probably the customer.
It could be. But if they don't have a contract, they're not supposed to list the car. And this is what they do. They get a call from somebody that says they want to move it. And immediately they put it on the board without any contract. So then the customer goes around and calls all these other different places. Finally, probably does sign a contract with somebody. That's why you end up there with like four or five people sometimes. And they're all listing them for different rates. But that's part of our contract. We sign with Central Dispatch as a broker. We will not list a car without the broker contract. That's why other brokers can give other brokers negatives for listing a car that they don't have a contract on.
So wait, I think you just said something that I didn't know that. Are you saying that as a broker on Central Dispatch, you have qualified whether you're going to post a load? If you post a load, you have a contract as far as...
Yeah, you're supposed to have the contract.
Ooh.
And what Central Dispatch did, I don't know how long ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, what they did, I don't know how long ago it is. It's like every once in a while they put, you know, when you enter into Central Dispatch, it'll give you little tidbits and tips and all that stuff. But one of them is that if you don't have the contract and there's other people on there listing the same car, and you have the contract and they don't, you can give them a negative and you can prove it by sending in your contract. They have to prove they have a contract. If they don't, the negative stays. That's why you'll see sometimes negatives on there against brokers for that reason right there.
Joseph, you got me. Beetlejuice. You know, it's so funny. Joseph, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Joseph, but he just posted Beetlejuice in the live chat. This is so funny. I just watched Beetlejuice. And so that comment hits home. If I could nail the Beetlejuice voice, I would just do it right now. Hey, what are you doing? You know, like, oh my God. That is so awesome, man. Thank you. Man, that was great. Favorite comment of the day, Beetlejuice. That's hilarious. And Beetlejuice the broker. You want to move this car from here or not? I mean, we got it for 40 cents a mile. You know, you can move it right now. You can take it.
Well, you want to hear a funny one? We have a friend that we don't like to come over to our house, and we call him Beetlejuice. So, like, he'll show up, and my husband will come in and say, "Who the hell said Beetlejuice three times?" Because now he's here.
Oh, man, that is great. Oh, thank you, Joseph. That was awesome. What do we do here?
There are okay, loads
so you've
on
got
here.
Yeah. I so mean, you've got the two double listed.
They're just not going to pay. Yeah. I mean, I've there's loads on here to get him down
there. I mean, we got to get him out of here. He's got to go.
There's just I mean,
he's
they're
gotta
on
start
here.
Picking up
they're just
now.
Not paying appropriately. I mean, he's going to have to call and do some negotiating cuz they're not. I can't believe that people are taking them for this, but they must be. That's the sad part. Probably because this is what the run they do. Because there's a lot of transporters that do this run back and forth. And a lot of times they leave Florida empty just to come back and pick up loads out of New York and New Jersey and PA
exactly.
to go back down.
Which you are not going to do with these cars.
Not on that rate.
No way.
No, that's horrible. Let's see. Okay. Well, he can get out. That's for sure. He's just not going to get out at the rate that he should
get out
of there.
But that's okay. Yeah. But that's actually, that's better than, well, he's got, I mean,
better
he's got to get
nothing.
To Tampa. I'm getting anxious.
He's got to get
right. I'm literally looking at the clock like, we got to go, man. We got to go. We got to get out of here. We got to get these cars. We got a baby coming, dude. Which, as you well know, Well, what am I talking about? My point is that the when someone's having a baby, it is hurry up and wait. It's kind of like booking loads on Central Dispatch.
Well, unless she's having a C-section, this may be scheduled, so he has to be there too. So.
Ooh, good point. Yeah, then you're really, you do not want to miss
or
that.
Induce,
you got to be there for
her
that.
Or something. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times they're inducing people anymore, so that may be the schedule. That
right,
may be right.
Exactly.
He's got to be there.
Wow.
Okay, we were supposed to look for somebody else.
Yeah. Good call. Okay, so, hey, Chance, I hope your friend saw that. There are loads. Start calling now. Start negotiating. Yeah. Do not mention that she's pregnant, right? But you're looking for the best deal you can. Let's get them out of here. Let's get them loaded. Let's get loaded up. Let's get going. And that's it. So that's a wrap on the five loads from New York to Florida. And now we're going to go to Nanny. Hopefully Nanny's still with us. Nanny Cardenas from Tampa to Texas. Now, we don't have a Texas city. That's okay. No problem. Tampa to Texas, that's the next search. So we're going to load up the dice. Come on, sixes.
All right. We're going to look at the worst case scenario because you and I both know they're going to have them on here for crap, and then we can always change it to with a minimum of 50 cents a month. Oh, my God. There's only 11 loads out of Tampa.
What?
Going there.
Wow. 11?
That's crazy.
Wow.
And I don't know what this is about. They did this on a load I was looking at out of Kentucky, too, and they put $10 on there, so I don't know if that's really accurate. Like, it may be a typo, but I hope it's not 100. Hey, why don't we go look? I'm just curious now. Oh, hello.
Hey,
forget
what's
the
up, rats?
On the rats.
We just came up with rats. So sorry about that.
Because I put in rat. Oh my, that's kind of funny.
It's awesome. Oh, because of one dispatch. Okay.
Yes. I put in rat, and it usually just comes up a rat load for me.
Oh, man. Oh, God. That is hilarious.
Okay. All right. So what do you do on Ready Auto? We're just going to put in Florida to Texas. I'm just curious if this car is on here. I can see. Hello. There you are.
And so if you are just joining us, thank you so much for tuning in to Dispatching Live. I'm Jay, your host. I wear this referee shirt because we are caught in the middle, right? Dispatcher, carrier, broker, we're mediators, we're negotiators, and you never want to let them see a sweat. Okay.
Okay. So this shows that it's a negative $10, so you have to pay them. So obviously
got
to be a mistake.
I've never seen that.
I mean...
What?
That's something. Oh, and it's an in-op.
What?
And not available for pickup within 48 hours.
Okay, what? Why is it negative 1 cent a mile? What is this? You're not making this
$10.
Up, right?
No, look at it. You got to pay them right now. So obviously this is a mistake. So you'd have to call them to see.
Oh,
what's
awesome.
Going
on. You have to call them. Oh, how does that go, Sue? What's it like to call Ready? Now I'm having fun, but why? What is this post?
I don't know.
What? I've never seen.
I don't know.
You
have to call them and ask them what is going on. Obviously, it's.
Hi, I'm calling about the negative 1 cent a mile load.
Yeah, that I gotta pay you to haul the car for you.
What?
Because I gotta pay you $10. I mean, I don't get it. That's crazy.
I've never seen anything like that. What's it posted? What?
It's
posted
for
$10
on here. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's going on. Okay, I'm going to help out. I'm going to help interpret. This is part of being a referee. You have to also be an interpreter. And so what's going on is they have the load, but they don't have the money figured out yet. That's what's going on.
Right. Maybe that could be what's going on.
But
something doesn't make sense.
But another great example of where, you know, when just, and I'm, man, dang it, I'm guilty of this too. Just when we think our S doesn't stink, then we got a $10 load posted from Florida to Texas. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bold says it's a, okay. Oh, Bold says, okay, Rat does that occasionally, it's a typo. Just another reason it's great to be in the auto transport business, though, right? I mean, I know. I'm having fun. And it's, you know, geez, Jay, you know, what are you, heartless? Well, no, I'm not heartless. I'm not heartless at all. I just, you know, there is enough S to go around. That is for sure. Tampa to Dallas, 38 cents a mile. Yeah. Step van, buck it's a mile.
Step van.
No, yeah. Skip that. I don't want a van.
$3.75, 36 cents a mile,
34
cents a mile.
Wow. So we're looking at 36 cents a mile from Tampa to Texas. Are you in a hurry? That'd be my, right? That'd be my question. Nanny, are you in a hurry? Because you'll make more money going state to state.
Okay, so I can do it
under
price, right?
Is anybody pregnant? Okay, that's...
Tell them it's
okay.
Over in the Pittsburgh area, though, Jim.
What else do we have in the live chat here? Math is hard. We move cars under the price, 99%. Yeah. The dealerships and the customer, they don't have a way to move a car for $1,200. Yeah, no, they don't. But they think it's possible because they just got, you know, sticky notes overnight on Amazon Prime. The time, gas, insurance, the headache, in 3 days to bring a single car. Exactly. That is why I raised such a stink. That is. Because it's crazy. It's really hard work.
Yeah.
One time I got 28,000 load extra 20 typo. Oh, yeah. I hear you. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Then that's when you call and say, listen, oh, yeah, you know, on that rating? No, that's a typo. No. We're 100%. We're good. That's just another one of those pesky typos.
It's under mine now. It's Murphy Auto 31-5. Oh, okay, so obviously there's not a lot for him to get to Texas on there, so I think we better move on.
Maybe let's do this. Let's do Tampa to, let's do all the states in between, because maybe there's a way to
in Alabama, Mississippi.
Yeah, let's repel to a closer rock.
I have a feeling it's not going
to
be much.
Oh,
better.
How do we talk? Hey, so Rocky, how do we talk to each other on the phone? So Rocky, I saw that you're talking about calling in. Here's the deal, and I love that. I thank you so much, Rocky. So I don't do a call-in show. I've done call-in shows in the past, not with Auto Transport Intel, and I don't like doing that. I don't like taking calls. Although I'd love to talk to you. So I'll tell you what. Do me a favor, Rocky. Talk to Ty. Will you do that? Will you call Ty and see if you can set something up? Here's his 417-483-2764. Because I actually, it would be really interesting to take your call. Or email me. Autotransportintel. Here, I'm putting in the live chat. You're sitting there staring at me. Autotransportintel@gmail.com. Send me an email. Call Ty if there's something that you need help with now. But if you have a comment, email me. Please email me, and we'll try to find a way to shine a light on that. But yeah, no, I don't do call-ins, and I apologize for that. And I appreciate your interest. That's super cool. That's what this show is all about. I don't know how we get this information to the shipper. I actually haven't figured that out yet. I hope to figure that out, because if shippers could see what carriers go through to try to make a living, then they wouldn't get so frustrated during the summer when shippers were like, oh man, the rates are so high. And then actually the rates are what they should be. That's what I said.
Right.
These rates are not even close to what they should be. And it's crazy. Load after load after load. I can't even believe some of this stuff gets moved.
And it does. That's the scary part.
That is scary.
It's like, now, you know how I feel about it? It makes me feel like we're getting taken advantage of because they felt like we were getting taken, we were taking advantage of them during COVID. That's what it keeps hitting me back.
Oh, yeah, at. No, it's like it's payback.
But you're right. Those should have been the rates we should have been getting paid.
And
yeah.
That's the whole idea why years ago I was like, I should do a dispatching show because this is an outrage, man.
Yeah.
This, and one man's outrage apparently is another man's business.
Yeah. Okay, so there's only 11 loads going to Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi as well. Okay, so there's an Ocala there. That's not bad going to Lafayette. That's a lot. If you're going to Houston, that's a longer route, but it's an F-150 for a Certus. Let's see. That's 48 cents a mile. That's a lawnmower. What else we got? Orlando to Greenville. Orlando to Orange Beach. There's another New Orleans. And there's a Shreveport. Well, there's not a lot that way either.
So, there's stuff going into New Orleans. But it's better, isn't it? It's
per mile.
It's better per mile, yeah. So... Yeah. Because that's what I would, my recommendation would be let's put together a route to Louisiana or Mississippi.
Yep. Louisiana, I think is.
And then go to Texas. Because you can get to Texas from Louisiana, Mississippi.
Yeah. New Orleans always has loads to Dallas and Houston. And so does Mobile. They always have stuff to Houston. Not very rarely Dallas, but it's usually Houston.
So let's dive even further. Let's see if we can. And by the way, Nanny, you know what? I don't think we know when you put in your pickup and delivery route scout, what's your trailer capacity? So I don't think we know Nanny's trailer capacity. I'm sifting through the live chat right now. And Joseph's got a really specific request. So we're going to look into that next, Joe. But let's assume, until we hear further, let's assume three to four from Florida to Louisiana. And I like New Orleans. I agree. New Orleans, because you got east and west in New Orleans. What are those cities? Slidell. Bless you.
Thanks. So you got Mobile, you got Slidell, you got New Orleans, you got Hammond. Yeah. Metairie,
Baton Rouge.
I mean, this Lafayette is too close. I mean, if you're going to Houston, there's usually stuff out of Lafayette going to Houston that pays almost the same as the stuff in New Orleans, by the way, because nobody likes to go to Lafayette.
Well, bless you. Sorry. Well, the problem with Lafayette is you've gone past all of your next pickup points.
Well, no, but Lafayette usually has stuff right there. There's a Mannheim in Lafayette, and there's a Copart and an IEA, I believe. And usually those pay just as much as your loads from New Orleans pay going over there. So it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I will say that New Orleans loads to Dallas come in on certain days, though. They're not, like, there all the time. They're kind of, you know what I mean, hit and miss. So, like, Mondays there's usually loads from New Orleans to Texas. Houston is usually there all the time. Dallas is kind of sporadic. In fact, we can go look at that really quick.
Couple good comments too. And Constantine points out exactly. And you need very good drivers to get the work done, right? So everybody wants, I want it right away. I want it really cheap. And I want the best driver in the universe, which many companies seem to claim they have, right? They don't even have trailers or trucks, but we're the best in the universe. And you can, you know, leave us a voicemail after the beep.
Oh, no. Let's see here. I just put in Louisiana to Texas just to kind of see what's on here.
Okay.
Oh, so there's 44 loads. See, look, here's a Lafayette going to Dallas for $3.93 at 87 cents a mile.
Oh, no.
So.
Nice. Hey, good call. You were absolutely right. You nailed it.
There is.
That's for Sue.
I don't know where,
she knows what she's doing.
I don't know where Bogalusa is.
Bogalusa.
Have you ever heard of that one? 7042.
Yeah, I feel like I have, but I couldn't tell you anything about it. But it's
the look. I'm just curious.
Yeah, me too. I'm typing it too. Oh. You're typing faster than me.
Okay.
Bogalusa. Where is that? Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. It's up north.
Wow. Man, yeah, no, you know what? I take it back. I don't think I've ever stopped there.
That's
got to be a resident. It's got to be a resident.
Yeah. And look, here's another Lafayette to Dallas for $300 and 74 cents a mile, too.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then you got Lafayette to Houston area, but Freeport is the port, just so you know.
I'm sorry.
Let's see what else we got.
I'll text you my email.
Rat has one, Arcadia, which I'm not familiar with that one either. Where's Arcadia?
Okay. All right. Okay, bye.
Oh, wow. Shreveport. Whoa. Okay. That's not on the route for anybody. Let's see.
And here's I just had a thought. You know what? Yeah. If you're going to post a load and you don't have the number, why don't you do carriers a favor and aim high? Because you post the load.
You mean as far as the money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's think this through. You post the load. Let's admit that we know that it costs something to transport a load. So rather than posting it for -10 or zero, let's let's show the carriers that we really do love them. And let's just post it for $10,000. You want to get their attention? Post it for $10,000. And then explain on the phone, it's not $10,000. It's, you know, it's only, you know, $25. But at least then we're in the right neighborhood of what we're trying to impress upon people, which is, yeah, I'm going to say it right now. Dang it. I'm on social media yesterday because I'm on it every day like the rest of the planet. And it's all Veterans Day, Veterans Day, Veterans Day, Veterans Day. Am I right? Right? Everything was Veterans Day. Veterans, 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 veterans. And I, like the rest of America, I really appreciate what Americans and veterans, what veterans have done for America. Without the veterans, we may not even have America, which is funny that we fight over it like children now. But so many folks, veterans, and then the next holiday, this. Well, how are you doing on the other days of the year? Are you acknowledging the turmoil of regular business on all the other days?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we try that?
Okay.
All right. Rant over.
Should be okay. Yep. We should be fine.
Makes me crazy.
Let's see.
At least my
drive
through.
That's why I don't. I actually don't do. I don't do the holiday postings because I know the rest of humanity will do it for me. And then tomorrow's another day.
Sanity now.
All right. There's still, they're, like I said, don't get me wrong, going from Louisiana to Houston, they usually pay about $200, $250. The ones that look like they're paying more are actually going to the port. All this Freeport stuff is port stuff.
Do you get Metrogistics emails?
Yes.
Okay. That's coming over.
Let's see. So,
yeah, lots of in hops.
Oh, yeah, there's two. That's not bad.
For some reason, it's not letting me in for their thing. Can't accept it. Can't
be
shit.
Okay.
While we're searching, we're going to keep Joe in mind because we got 30 minutes left on the show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, putting information in the live chat, sharing your route search. One of the things I like to keep in mind before I go live on this show is that this business really is hard. And I feel like it's really hard to share that. How in a positive way do we share how hard this business is? Especially in November and December. I mean, what?
Exactly.
And you know, sometimes I'm like, where can I see auto transport? How can I Google what it's like to be in auto transport? That's really hard to do, which is why I like Cars on the Move on Friday. Cars on the Move is a great way to come off of the dispatching PSTD, is to go into Friday Cars on the Move, Ty's in the transport parking lot, and you can see and you can almost smell the transport parking lot. And I mean, people are working hard, but they're happy to do it, but they're working hard. And when the weather's bad, oh man, what a reminder of why rates need to be better. Man, when the weather's bad, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Think about this. When's the last time you drove in like a heavy downpour? For me, it was about a week or two ago. Right.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine all these other problems? The cents per mile. You got it over the road. You're looking for loads, and you have a heavy downpour. You got to get 1,000 miles in 2 days, and you got a heavy downpour right now, and you're looking for loads, and things are paying terribly. Meanwhile, somebody's like, "Yeah, I know, but I got to do my hair. I mean, I got to do my hair, you know."
So I want to show you. We've got a guy in Cleveland going down to Atlanta, right? And we've been getting really good rates, but we got screwed on our last car. But look what Metro just posted that we're trying to get right now. See this one for $800? Because you got to go through Chattanooga, everybody knows, to go to Atlanta, by the way.
Okay, so Ohio. Oh, you're trying to get this right now? Wait.
This is an $800 one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is like good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I'm waiting to hear back from Metro. I haven't heard from them yet. We just requested it, but.
Our phone. Yeah, now those phones are ringing off the hook.
Do you
have everybody here? Give me the number. I'll call too. I say everybody calls. Right?
Well, you can't call for a service. You want to go get it on the board. And actually, I did just get it just now. No, well, you can call, but this is the rule with the service. If you request it on the load board, you will get it over anybody else that called. So just always go request it on the load board. And how you do that is like I'm in his account right now. So what you would do is go to search loads, and then you put in the load ID, and then you press the search button. He's sitting at Mount Juliet. So I just got the load. I just accepted it, and it is picking up at let's see. Oh, does everybody know about the new rules with Metrogistics Assertus? I bet they don't.
Ah, tell us. What are they? What's going on?
Okay, so they want everybody to
use new rules with Metrogistics and Assertus. Okay.
Yes, they want everybody to use their Venlocity app. So when they're sending over loads, they're not sending over the load sheets anymore. We had to tell them that we had to have the manifest at least, because if they want us to verify them, they can't just put them on the driver's app because we can't access it or see it to help them. You know what I mean? So, we finally got them to start giving us manifests, at least. You can no longer, you know how you used to be able to just copy and paste it onto the super dispatch? That no longer works anymore, which is horrible, but you got to deal with it. And you have to type everything in.
So
but you they do don't, have to print the manifest.
Okay, so, all right, so walk us through that again. So, so Assertus does not send you a dispatch sheet?
Yeah, all they're sending us now is because they're putting all the load information on the Venlocity app because they only want the drivers to use the Venlocity app. However, I've got some drivers that still don't want to use the Venlocity app.
Well, that's, but, yeah.
However, you have to get the manifest now. Instead of, you know, like they used to give you the BOL, they will no longer give you the BOL. They will only give you the manifest. And so you've got to print the manifest, verify it off of that. The bad part about the manifest is a lot of times they don't give you all the information, like as far as phone numbers, contacts, that kind of thing. Whereas I think it might be on their app. We've been talking to them about this because it's making it very difficult for us to verify it for them, the driver, you know what I mean, to make sure everything's good to go and all that good stuff. So hopefully they're listening to us. We have chatted with them a few different times about this whole
thing. I tell you what, you're making the case, and I think that more and more people are making the case. Go ahead and open a new tab for me, Sue. Open a new tab and put in that joinplateau.com.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the one. Was it join?
Yeah, put in join plateau. Yeah, join, and then it should
auto-fill. Yeah, we're using Right. But that's great. That's not what I'm saying.
No. Well,
what I'm saying is if we can't access it, is what I'm saying, as a dispatcher, it's great for the driver.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? The dispatcher. Right. Because you're not using the app. Well, is it? Well, so we okay. Well, wait a minute. Well, what do they? Is this another? How do I say this? How do I gingerly approach this? From time to time, we see things that make, when I say we, I mean dispatchers. So from time to time, dispatchers see things that make dispatchers think that somebody doesn't want them there. Right?
Right. I mean, that's kind of,
Is that,
I get it.
Is that part of, or are we there? Because was a company.
I don't think that's what they're meaning to do.
But it's a side effect.
I don't think they're realizing the dispatcher's view on this, that we can't access it as easily. I mean, that's why we had to get the manifest from them. The first time they did this to me, I said, I have to have something. Well, you can't see it. It's on their app. And I said, I get that. But I, as a dispatcher, have to verify it for them. And if it goes to their app, how are we supposed to do that for them?
So we're verifying it and we're putting it on your
maybe they gave me the manifest.
Well, this actually calls for, because the question is, these changes are probably being done to improve their system and make it better for their customers and shippers.
I'm
so
sure.
We just need to know how to tweak it. Because I know what you mean. When you get a dispatch from Metro Assertus, it's Assertus, but it's Metro Loads. It's like two parts, right? You get your and that two part dispatch. What do you think the reason why is there a two part dispatch? Do you think?
Right. Gotcha.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, I don't know what the reasoning behind it is, but I mean, I get it.
Yes.
Because once you accept it, then they give you the information. And that's kind of when I give out a load to somebody, I don't send them the release until they accept the car.
Right. Because
then you're like in the contract. So that might be part of the reasoning behind it, if that makes sense.
No, I like that because it is. It's part of, one could argue that on Central Dispatch, it's a two-part dispatch. You get the.
Right.
You get the certain information before you accept it, and then you get the rest of the information after you accept it.
After you get it. So I would assume that's kind of the way, that's why it's doing, why they do what they do.
What do you guys think?
Would be my assumption.
And actually, I'd really like to know in the live chat, if you put it, say it, type it, what parts of the processes, based on where you get your load, who dispatched it to you, how you get it in your mobile app, in your dashboard. Seems like there is a lot of room for feedback to these software systems. And I think each company, in their own way, tries to get their feedback. But, and again, that's why I go back to Join Plateau. Bring that up for me again. Join Plateau. We're going to learn more about what Plateau is next month. And I've been talking about this, and I don't think you'll find this anywhere else as far as, you know, in the trenches, man on the street, users, drivers, dispatchers. Plateau is this overarching software that will help connect user to user as far as mobile app to mobile app, TMS to TMS, so that a driver doesn't have to have every single mobile app out there. They can use the mobile app they like, and Plateau interprets between the mobile apps and the TMS. It's a really interesting idea, and it's needed because, I don't know if you know, but as every time another digital auction enters the fray, it's another possibility of another driver mobile app entering the fray.
Right.
And so you've got, I mean, Manheim has a mobile app for the dealers when they buy and sell. And I think it's only a matter of time. Well, and Central Dispatch with DHL, what's coming? Is there a Central Dispatch DHL mobile app coming? Man, I read the article just like you did. I'm guessing, right? I mean, DHL, from what I've read, and speculating live, would say that DHL is a technology company, has technology, and with Central Dispatch hitching up with DHL, I think there's a Central Dispatch DHL mobile app coming next year. That is, it's a guess. I don't know. So there's another mobile app you'll have. Maybe.
Hopefully not. Please say no.
Let's look for Joe. He's looking for a car or a truck up to 22 feet, under 6,000 pounds. So I'm going to say car, SUV, truck. Okay. Columbus to Elkhart.
Yeah, that's not very far, so let's look.
Ready for pickup before Monday. And thank you for that, Joe. Guys, we got about 15 more minutes left on Dispatching Live. Check, check. Where'd the audio go? Mike. Here, let me. I don't know why that happens. I'm checking my audio. Mike, check. 1, 2, check, check. Test. Yes, Jay, we hear you. Mike, check. Okay. Okay, so we're going to look for this Columbus to Indiana-ish. Ready for pickup by Monday. Yeah, it might not do... the Rainier is... It's too far west.
Yeah, these are all Chicago area.
Yeah, we don't want to go west.
West. Yeah. All west. Southeast. Wow, that's huge. That's a dump truck. Don't do that. That's the opposite direction Lafayette is. That wouldn't help you. There's a Dayton for backlots of Suburban going into Auburn, Indiana, which is southeast for $200.
I'm going to put that on my map. Let's see here. So that was Dayton to Auburn. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look up Auburn, how far it is from. Let's look here. So it's about 70 miles before Elkhart, so that would work. And it's going to be under 22 feet. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a maybe. Let's check that one. Because let's see if we can get more money going a little further.
I doubt it, because we're only talking.
Do you think that 200 miles? If he delivers in Auburn, maybe picks up in Fort Wayne on the return?
No, because it's only 60 miles. I mean, we're only talking, 70 miles from Elkhart.
Well, that's why. Do I have a different?
You're not going to want to.
This isn't Dayton, Ohio to Auburn, Indiana?
Yeah, this is Auburn, Indiana. This is Elkhart. It's only 70 miles from Auburn to Elkhart. You're not going to find a load, I guess, is what I'm saying, from Auburn to Elkhart.
What I'm saying is, let's say he picks up in Dayton, he delivers in Auburn, and then for the return trip, pick up in Fort Wayne, which is south of Auburn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize he was wanting to come back with something.
Well, I don't think... I'm always thinking backhaul. You're right. I made an assumption.
Because I think he usually hauls RVs and stuff, I believe, is what Joseph does. But here's Assertus has one too, but they're going to take a fee out, and it's going into Fort Wayne.
By the way, what was that one paying? That Auburn one?
$200. It's for backlot cars.
All right.
You've got to sign up with them if you're not signed up with them, and it takes 24 hours if you are not signed up with them to be able to haul for them. And you do not have to use Super Dispatch, but they will send the load through Super Dispatch as well. Let's see if there's anything else here. Here's a Grove City going to Fort Wayne, $150. Right now, that's the best span load. Even if you do this one right here, if you're signed up with the Certus, it's a 3% fee for a quick pay, or it's 30 days.
It was just that 150 that was COD?
No, Auction Direct is a quick pay.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if we can find a COD. If we could find 150 COD, that might be okay. Ooh, what about that? Hey, what about that GTI for SLT Logistics?
It's going up to Grand Rapids. It's almost 100 miles north of Elkhart. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. He said...
So he's got to go down
south. Grand Rapids is too far. You're right. That's too far.
Well, and it's in Cincinnati, too. He's going to have to go 100 miles down south to get it, too. So.
Okay.
And just so you know, backlots is ACH within 7 days, as long as you send them over all your documentation when you sign up with them. So that helps a little bit, too. I haul for backlots a lot. And I think they're a great company. Never not been paid. I think only twice I've had times where the cars were not were there, and they always will give you a dry run fee as well.
Within 75 miles of each city is what Joseph says.
Well, we can't do 75. They only let us do 100. So, but I think they are. That is one of the things they're planning on doing is changing the parameters.
Oh,
yeah, this beta thing can change that.
I'm so glad you said that. You know what? Hey, guess what, everybody? Guess what just happened for the last 80 minutes? And this is very important. If you work for Cox Automotive, this is your takeaway for the day. Guess what? Are you ready?
What? Yeah.
For the last 80 minutes, what interface have we used to search for loads?
The normal one.
Exactly my point.
Because this one is not.
Why is that? Yeah, why is that? Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, me and Jen are both try to use it, and it doesn't work the same way. Let's see.
It makes it more difficult to find specific, like if you're looking for one spot to another spot.
Well, I couldn't even get it to work right for me, so let's give her a shot here.
This is for you, Cox. And then we'll come back and we'll finish up Joe's route.
So if you go to... All right, so here's the search button. And you can do a reverse route on this. I will give you that.
I like that. I actually think that's really... I think that's great. And I like that you can put in multiple cities. I'd like that too. Actually, I think that this search filter has seen the most improvement of anything.
Let's see. Now, there we can do 75.
So the search filter team gets my. I'm gonna give the search filter team my porterhouse and lobster. Good job, guys.
So here's there's three loads here within the 75 mile radius here. So they're the three ones we were just looking at. We have Auction Direct for $150, and then we have the backlot ones for $200, and then we have the one for Assertus. Isn't that weird? The price just changed. What's that about? Hold on a second. Did that not just say that Assertus load was paying $200? Yeah. Oh, different load.
Different load. Okay. Possible? Okay. Just a different load.
Because this one's in Dayton, but that was not there. So that must be a new load they just listed.
Here's what strikes me. Go back to the window you just were at.
This one. Yeah.
How many loads can I see?
If we four, put five. It right here, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Roughly 5.
Go back
and
to the
this
yeah.
one is And let's, only three.
And close the filter. Close the filter just to make it even. Close that. Yeah, X that window. Yeah. Okay, it's three. See, that's a problem for me. I don't like that. Why is there so much white space? What do I need all this white space for?
Well, and here, I don't get it. This is what happened too. This is a new load that Assertus just listed in between me doing this. And this is their thing to let you know it's new. That is stupid. I mean, you know what I mean? That little tiny blue thing that says no.
And I'm going to go out on a ledge. You know what? This stuff looks awesome in a boardroom in front of shareholders and executives. Fantastic, everybody. Gosh, it looks awesome. Did anybody ask the people that's actually going to use it? Well, yeah, no, we did. We have these. Yeah, well, exactly. We have feedback groups. Did you ask them about white space? No, no, we didn't do that.
Yes.
My gosh, that'd be silly. No. That'd be crazy.
Well, this is weird. Okay, so look at this. This says this is new and just posted in the last hour, okay? But look, it's not on the regular board. I just refreshed it. It should be up here on the top, should it not? That doesn't make sense.
So you have a brand new load. You're saying there's a brand new load on the beta search, but it's not showing up on the old search?
No, it's not showing up on the old search at all. It should be up here.
That is weird, huh? That is weird. Is it the same
search? Does that mean that if you're... Yeah. Well, the only difference is 75-mile radius, but we still have... I thought we still have Fort Wayne on here.
It should still be within, because this is 100 to 100, right?
So it should still be on here no matter what. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, this gets into... I feel like I've seen at times where I didn't see loads that I thought I should see, but, you know.
It happens all the time to us. Yes. Like, Jen will have a load on her page that is not on mine. And we have the same parameters, everything. It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. But that's basically what's happening right now. It's like the beta search is showing more another load that is not shown on the regular board at all. So that's obviously a glitch somewhere because that shouldn't be happening.
What do you make of all this? Here we just spend another 90 minutes talking, looking for loads. In summation, I mean, what are we supposed to? What's our takeaway? Let's say I'm watching this show right now and I'm like, gosh, I just invested, just invested 85 minutes. I'm never going to get back.
I thought you were talking about them and how much they invested on doing
right.
this.
Well, it's what is there anything we can do to help? I mean, we're looking for loads. We're talking about the load boards. If Cox Automotive is paying attention to anything for additional feedback, it might be this show. What could we add? What do we say about this? I mean, you're on the right track, right?
Yeah. First, we know right now it's showing that it's not showing all the, obviously, the loads. Secondly, you're right. We can only see three loads compared to
old. I hate how much white space there is. Is it just me?
We'll say four.
Can you pull up the Carvana load board?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is what I'm trying to get at. I always want to do something productive. I don't care... What it is. It just has to be something productive. Yeah, Tommy Cash says, the people that... Oh, that's not it. Tommy Cash says, the people that take these loads must be on government assistance. Yeah, right. Right, these loads are just to supplement your government assistance. Okay, theoretically, allegedly.
Search for loads.
Yeah, I want to see loads because I want to show Cox something because I don't know if they know this.
This is the whole load page.
Okay,
so I'm in the load page.
As primitive as it may be, this is way better. Is it just me?
No, I don't know about that because look, because it doesn't tell you what kind of vehicle it is. You have to go to the reference to look up the vehicle. And then you find out, okay, so that's the Jeep Wrangler.
All right.
Then here's the worst part. So then you ask for the load, okay? And it takes up to 2 hours, usually, to get the load.
Oh, man. No title, hopefully, all the releases. Hopefully Carvana's. Maybe Carvana and Cox, if they're sitting together right now, they could be like, well, did you hear what he just said about you? Listen, here's the thing, is that the Carvana load board... Yeah. Okay. So right, it needs some help, and that's good feedback. But go back to your main search page if you would. And I know you're busy, and I'm gonna let you go here in a few minutes. To Carvana's main search page.
Oh, the main search. Gotcha. Sorry.
So if Carvana, if Central Dispatch could fit, here's what you want to do, guys. Fit this many loads on a page or close to it and keep some of the other information and functionality you've already got. Because Do you think here's the thing. If you're a stock guy, all right, let's say you buy stocks and you're watching the ticker tape. They don't show you a stock and then a bunch of white space and then another stock and then a bunch of white space and then another stock. No, it's stock, 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 stock. It's the same thing here. Load, 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 load. When you're looking, when you're sifting through tens or hundreds of unique load information, I want to see a lot of information. I don't want to see all that white space. Go back to the Central Dispatch white space. I'm driving this point home because I just don't understand how nobody thought about this. I don't get it.
Well, keep in mind, we do have this blown up. So, like, if we had this on...
All right, let's 100 and... Thank you. Let's make it smaller.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, okay, I want to
see.
So,
if you had 125%...
Could be our problem.
You can see 5, 6. You know, I mean, that all depends on how big your screen is blown up, too, as far as...
There's still a ton of white space.
But no, that's what Tammy was saying. Oh, so that's 100%. Okay,
let's
so
make it smaller.
So what happens? Yeah, when I make it bigger for each page, then I only can look at 2.
I mean, I'm serious here. Is it really that hard? Do me a favor. Go back to Carvana. I'm telling you, the guys at Carvana at least know that. Right? Why waste all that time?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, here's the thing.
I'm alone on this. Hey, am I alone on this out there in TV land?
You're a little bit alone on this, just because not all the information is there. So if you got to click
buttons to
see
what the load
is. Well,
I know it's not all there, but the concept of saving space is there.
Well, yes and no.
Do you remember? Hey, do you remember the old look? Remember the old look? Here's one for you.
Yes, I love the old look.
Yeah, take this and make it. Take this and make it a third of your screen. This Carvana, do me a favor. Grab the large up in your upper right hand corner, the 2 squares. Grab that and make it a third of your screen. What happens?
Like this.
Do you remember the old look? You could collapse these columns,
yes,
and you could search.
Yes.
It was insane good.
You could have multiple pages? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the last time that actually dispatching worked well. It was like 2017.
Yes.
Because then they added the new look and they added more white space. And I'm telling you, I couldn't even search. I needed 5 computers to search for 5 drivers.
Yeah. Well, and see, I'm half blind. So even with my bifocals, I got to blow this thing up. So I don't think they're taking that in consideration either about this. You know, as far as size on your screen and stuff like that.
I'm speculating really live now, but like, it just seems like the designers and the database team, they don't have any users in the team.
Right? No, when I was talking to them, yeah, you're right.
Get a freaking user in your team, please.
Yeah.
You've got like 50 people.
Well, I think talking to people to ask them questions.
Well, but don't just talk to...
Well,
this
true.
Is part of my rant about the Veterans Day stuff. We say all these things and we just don't do.
True. That is true.
Dang it.
Because I remember the first time they talked to me, they didn't even know how you got a load off of Central Dispatch.
Right. That is insane.
The first question they asked me.
It's like
was
when
how
George,
do you get a load off of Central Dispatch?
Do you remember George Herbert Walker Bush went to a grocery store, and when they scanned his grocery, he said, "Hey, that's a neat thing." And everybody else was like, "It's a grocery store scanner." It's called out of touch.
Yeah. All right. No back haul, he said. All right. Well, I would say, Joseph, all I would get the backlot car. That's what I would
Yeah, backlot car, that's the winner. So, yeah, so we're going
to
go back to...
That would be the one I would do.
We're going to go back to the old look.
Yeah.
The backlot car, cool. And which one was that again? Does he need to be signed up with backlot?
And he said, well, yeah, if he isn't, all he has to do is call them, or actually I've got... If he wants that list, I can send him the list because that's on, I believe Backlots is on there. It's one of my big brokers. It has a link on there and you just go in and you do it all online. You can attach your voided check right then and there. The only thing you cannot, can you attach your cert? I can't remember.
I think so.
You might be able to attach your cert. If not, you got to send it to them. The W-9 gets attached to it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it takes 24 hours to get set up with them. They will not hold loads. But other than that, once you're set up, I mean, other than getting them a new cert, when your cert rolls over, that's about it. Like I said, I love working with them. Sign up for the 7-day ACH. They actually pay faster than that because I think they pay on every Wednesday or Thursday. So if you get it in that Monday, you're going to get paid that Thursday. They don't technically wait the whole 7 days.
All right. Well, cool. It sounds like backlot cars is a hit. Yeah? Put them in the
and
pile.
They have something new. Yeah. They were the ones I sent you that email from the other day. That if you sign up with them, was it direct? I think I told you that they will send you, and you put your route on there of what you usually run.
Oh, uh-huh.
You can get loads, first dibs on loads that are on your route, and you have 7 days to pick up and deliver them in.
Does Backlot Cars have its own TMS dashboard or load board or anything? Like, how does
they
that
use
work?
Super Dispatch. I don't know. I don't think you have to be signed up with them to get the notices, though. From where I was at, because I asked them specifically when I got that email what that meant. And then they sent me a list of how many loads they get out of each area every month. So, like, if you run Kansas City to Dallas, it said they get 8 loads a month. You would be on their list to be notified first to take the load, and you have 7 days for pickup and delivery, which nobody gives you 7 days for pickup and delivery, as we all know, unless you're
running long haul. Man, no doubt. Yeah, that is, wow, that's quite a window.
Yeah, huh. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Especially if you're running a regular route, you know what I mean? Like, this is what you do. You go from Kansas City to Dallas and back and forth.
Well,
then
exactly.
Set yourself up with that, then you're going to get those loads right away. And they do pay well, so.
Wow.
You know.
We need to get Backlot on the show, man. Do you have any contacts at Backlot?
I do. I have a few different contacts over there, and they would probably do it.
Why don't you
They're
tell
bigger
them?
And bigger.
Yeah, why don't you tell Backlot that it's, you know, you're a fan, right? You're dispatch office. You're in touch with them. See if they want to talk more about it on a Tuesday Nights Live.
Okay.
I mean, that probably wouldn't happen until, I don't know, December or January anyways, I think that'd be worthwhile. So cool. Let's look into that. And that goes for, hey, you out there in TV land, you got some good news. You got something to share with the rest of the industry. Auto Transport Intel is the car shipping business channel. Send me an email. I'm going to put it in the live chat. Auto Transport Intel at gmail.com. You know, on Dispatching Live, I know we cover a lot of bases and we kind of cover the gamut of information, but really the purpose of this show is to do something that isn't happening. And that is that we need to continue the discussion in a public manner about what's happening with these rates. That's fine. If you want to post something, you know, really cheap, that's fine. But, we need to look at it and talk about it. Also, how is the technology right? Could it be better? There's actually a lot to talk about. And we're going to do that every week. You know what, Sue? We didn't get to those Thanksgiving stories, which is okay. Because I've got a Thanksgiving story to tell. I had a driver make my life horrible on... Yeah. It was either Thanksgiving... I don't think it was Thanksgiving Day. But I do have a story. Yeah, it was awful. Awful. And it wasn't fair. And I don't know if this is the problem. That's why I talk about these rates and these loads, is that, you know, if we make each other crazy enough, then we will just abuse each other because we're so stressed out and we're not making enough money. And so that, I think there's a lot. There's PTSD. There's plenty to go around in auto transport. And, you know, and I mean, it shouldn't be about how much a shareholder thinks that they should make next quarter. That is not.
Right.
You know, that's not okay. And we're going to talk about it. Yeah, so, hey, Joe, yeah, check out that Suburban Auburn. He's going to look into it. So good job, Sue. Thank you so much for the recommendation.
Yeah. That one was easy, Joe. Thanks. That's the sad part, is the short runs are usually pretty easy. It's the longer stuff that's harder right now.
And it was one. Right? Yes. We didn't have to put together five. One makes it easy to do,
yes.
And his wife is going into labor in 2 days.
Yes, about to go.
That was pretty interesting. That, I think that might be the name of the show. I have to, going into labor in 2 days. I have to look at...
That's a good one. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it'll fit on the line of text, but yeah, no, that, I think that was my favorite part of the day, actually. So
yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, being a part of the show. I appreciate it. And we appreciate the hard work that you do. And so we're all in this together. This is Dispatching Live, Thursdays at noon. Tomorrow, stick around for Cars on the Move. We'll be live with Ty in the transport parking lot talking about connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers and how to grow your business. Stay safe, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.